to let me know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pep Talk. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins, one of my favorite guests. Love having you on, Stephanie. She's dancing. Yay. It's a good time.
Love that song.
Yeah. Well, see, I was telling her song. I couldn't play it because we had some issues with Spotify, but we had a good one for you.
Rock and roll is always fun.
There you go.
Next time. Ooh, Matchbox 20.
Oh, yes. Always.
Yes.
When do you go see him?
Next July, next month.
Oh, what day is it?
I can't remember. It's on a Saturday.
Awesome. Rob Thomas.
Oh my gosh, yes, I know, right?
That's so exciting. I forget where you're going to see him at.
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa's always fun.
Yes. I have a best friend that lives there.
Oh, good. So you can hang out with the BFF then.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, that's what a weekend, man.
It's going to be a great weekend.
I know you're looking forward to it.
I totally
am. I'm a little bit jealous. It's okay. I love some Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20. They have two new songs out. I know we played the last one.
Yes, their whole album just dropped.
Oh,
now.
Did it?
It's totally out now.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yes. So sorry, no coins
We're
today.
We're gonna be off the air. We'll see you later. I need to go listen to the album. But now I'm really excited because I can listen to it later. I heard their second song is a Queen of the City, Queen of the City or something. I heard that this morning.
Wild Dogs and is one of them, and then the other one is I have all the songs now, so I can't tell you what the other one is.
We need to know if anyone else is a Matchbox 20 fan.
Yeah,
what
please
do you
let
think?
Us know.
Can you let us know? They're like, we don't know who they are.
I know
are.
One of my customers that comes in is because as soon as the album came out, she came in, she's like, did you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
They're back, is like I had to say. If you have a question or a comment, 437-1620, or tell us your favorite band. That would be fun, too, yeah. As well. You can always head on over to emeraldcoastcoins.com. We are here to talk about coins at some point. We always get to it, right, Stephanie? We'll get to it eventually. If you need more information, 473-1515 on what we're going to talk about, coins, gold and silver, the market, you know, how's business going? Are you still booming with the gold and silver? I know you've been super busy.
We totally are.
And she's a big Star Wars fan, too.
I am a huge Star Wars fan. We just got back from the House of Mouse this weekend.
Oh, what is that?
Disney World.
Oh, the house. Okay, sorry.
House of Mouse. It's okay.
I didn't catch that real
quick. No,
you're
good.
Like, is that something
what?
New that I haven't heard about?
Yeah, we went
to Disney?
We went to Disney. We took Dad to Disney.
Oh, how is he doing?
He is great. Dad had fun. Mm-hmm. A couple of the rides weren't working. However, he got to ride the Pandora ride, and he loved it.
Oh,
and,
good.
So, you know, we took a couple of... I like to give out some of the Star Wars coins sometimes when somebody's, like, super excellent.
Uh-huh.
So I took like a 1 ounce silver coin, and we had a waiter at Wolfgang Puck's, and he was amazing. And so I had one of my 1 ounce silver, I think it was the Millennium Falcon silver coin, and they don't make them anymore. Mm-hmm. So like it's already super cool because they don't make them anymore. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Star Wars, and we were just having a great like flow conversation with him. So like as part of his tip, I gave him one of these coins, and he was like,
Oh, no way. Aww.
And then, like, him and Dad were talking about San Antonio. So, of course, him and Dad had to talk about, Dad was telling him, like, all the cool places to go to San Antonio when he was going to visit with his partner.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. That sounds great. That if you were listening last time, Dad surprised us.
Yeah, he totally did.
He literally just, we digress a lot. He was trying to rein us back in, I think, to talk about coins. So tell me a little bit about gold and silver and maybe how the market's doing, things like that.
The markets are up today, so that's really good.
Oh, that's good.
Dad just told me that there's these 1/10 ounce... silver double eagles. They're $2, and it looks like they're on the mint side maybe, but they're $10 each.
Okay.
And they're pure silver.
Oh, nice.
And he's just giving me a little bit of information on them. I don't know if we will have them in the store yet because he's just was
And where do you find these?
I'm getting that information.
Oh, okay,
so
okay,
hopefully
okay.
They're gonna feed it through to me and let me know. But
oh,
they're
perfect.
1/10 ounce piece of silver, and they're $10 each, and they're a silver double eagle. So they are really neat. I will post a picture on our Facebook page later. For sure.
Is it Emerald Coast Coins?
Emerald Coast Coins on Facebook. You'll see a picture of Dad's girls.
Okay. how's Duncan doing?
Oh, he's saying don't buy them.
Oh,
thank
wait.
You. That's
okay.
Why, like, he's only feeding me, like, he's hyping me a little bit of
Dad.
Information all the time. Yeah.
We were hyping him up. Okay, don't.
Don't buy them.
So, would he give you a reason yet?
Yeah. Because they're expensive. They're too expensive. We sell 1/10 ounce. When we sell a 1/10 ounce of silver in the store, we usually sell those for maybe $4.
Oh, okay.
And so that's selling probably them for 10? Why. And they're selling them for 10.
Yeah, that sounds way overpriced.
Yeah.
Definitely. They buy, sell, and trade gold and silver coins, platinum bullion, jewelry, silver, sterling silver, gold watches, all kinds of things. It is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But if you're selling something, don't get there past 4, because we like to say that Stephanie likes to go home and go to dinner at some point.
Yes, I do like to have dinner and be with my family. They're on TV.
Oh, they're on TV. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so don't buy them when you see them on TV. Go over to Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes. So you can get, like, we'll have some Cook Islands silver in the store for a lot less, you know, not as expensive, definitely. Just took me a minute to get, around the corner, instead of cross street, to get to this situation.
That's okay.
There we go.
We love Dad.
We
Thanks
do.
For letting us know that.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. They're over on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road. Their phone number is 473-1515. I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Close Saturdays and Sundays, and they stop accepting jewelry 1 hour prior to closing.
Yes.
If you have any questions, comments, 437-1620. You are welcome to call or text. So the market, you said, is good. It's
market's
up,
good
so
right
good.
Now. We have gold and silver in the store, so definitely come in. If you have questions, like she said, definitely call us at, 473-1515. Message us on Facebook. We tend to get busy, like, every day right around lunchtime is when everybody comes in. So if we don't respond right away, just kind of send us a reminder, hey, don't forget about me, on the Facebook page.
Okay, yeah.
That's, if it's after hours, my brother and I will try to respond after hours. But again, that's usually family time, so I don't always respond.
Okay.
But, definitely hit us up and, send us, if you're going to send us pictures, make sure they're close enough and clear enough that we can figure out what it is.
Okay.
We always try our best to, help you before you come in, because I don't want you to, look on Google and say, oh, I've got this penny that has an error. And Google told me it's worth, $3,000, when in actuality it's worth like 2 cents.
Oh,
so don't
okay.
So don't drive from Alabama, or don't drive from Milton all the way into Pensacola for a 2 cent penny.
Yeah.
When Google tells you it's worth, $3,000, or YouTube tells you it's worth, because it's not the case.
Just to make sure you're taking very clear pictures.
Yes.
So you can
make sure.
It.
Yes. I want to always give you the best information I can before you come in. Because that's what we always want to do. We want to educate first.
Yes, absolutely. I've noticed that about a lot of our local businesses.
Yes.
Is they're all about educating the consumer.
Exactly.
And I think it's amazing.
That's what I love about our community is like, as a community as a whole, that we are all here to help each other out.
Yes.
And that's what I love about Pensacola.
Yes. And you've been in business for a long time.
21 years.
21 years.
It's crazy. We've never lived anywhere so long in our lives.
Really?
Crazy.
Well, we're glad that you stayed.
I know.
Because I'm here talking to you.
Exactly.
So that's wonderful. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I hope you're having a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. We've made it most of the way through the week. We're almost there. And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
So if there is plenty to do in Pensacola. We were just talking to visitpensacola.com. So if you want anything, need to do anything this weekend, head on over to Visit Pensacola. They have all the information. So EmeraldCoastCoins.com, I have Stephanie here with me. Their phone number is 473-1515. They're on 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. They can buy, sell, and trade. So gold and silver, sterling silver, diamonds, old currency, wedding and engagement rings.
Right. Well, a lot of people ask us about, they'll call for, foreign exchange and stuff like that a lot of times. And they get confused when it comes to the foreign exchange, about how that works with us. And we buy foreign currency, but a lot of it's not exchangeable anymore.
Okay.
So we buy foreign currency because it's pretty, is what I like to tell people. It's pretty, it's cool to look at, and a lot of people will still buy it because it's still cool to look at. It's nostalgic. So we buy all that kind of stuff. So when you're you're calling, you're like, well, I looked it up online and it says it's exchangeable. Well, that's because the country still exists.
Yeah.
You know, right. They still have money. It's just the one you have doesn't work anymore.
Disappear.
Yeah. <That's laughs> you know, they devalue their money. A lot of those countries will, you know, devalue their money every once in a while. You know, I think it just happened with Greece not too long ago. It happened.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. So Mexico, it happened back in, I think the last time it happened was the 90s. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know, those are things we have to look at, too. And it's not something I learned about until I started working for my dad. You know, this is all stuff that I had to learn over these past few years working there. It's not something that everybody just like, oh, common knowledge. No, it's not common knowledge. This is something we learn through the years.
Right.
So
they've been around a long time. They have a lot of information.
And it's and this is still something I'll turn around and look at my brother and be like, hey, bub. And he's like, go away, go away.
No, it's great to ask questions, and it's good to know what you're buying and selling and trading. And they have all the answers over at Emerald Coast Coins.
And if we don't, we can find somebody who does.
There you go. I like that attitude for sure. If you want to join in this conversation, you have a question or a comment, 437-1620 here on News Radio 92.3. We're always informative, local, and dependable. This is a pep talk, and I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. So tell me a little bit about what are people buying right now? What do you feel like is really popular?
Silver.
Silver?
Silver is really popular. And we still have a lot of coin collectors that come in every day, too.
Okay.
Which is great. I love it when our coin collectors come in. Like just finishing up sets that either they started with their grandparents or they found with their parents from when they were little. And they're like, you know, I want to finish this set that I started so long ago. I had a customer come in yesterday and they had this huge box with just some Indian head scents and stuff in there. And they were like, I think I'll get a book and I'll just start trying to piece it together and maybe get into, like, you know, now that I know what it is, I'm going to start putting a set together. And I was like, you know, we were like, that's awesome. You know, a new collector. And then we were like, you know, go for it. So you know, budding collectors just starting out.
Yeah.
But definitely silver. Silver has been the big thing.
Very good. And I know we talked about this before, but summer is out.
Summer is out.
Some kids are home all day. Some kids are at daycare. But if you have the time to stop by and let your kids explore a little bit.
We do.
Maybe like a field trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Check out everything in the store. Let them look through the coins.
Yeah, we have a lot of parents that'll bring their kids. And there's so many kids that are interested in it. And I go, you know, YouTube's not always the best place for information on coins.
Uh-huh.
However, it definitely will pique their interest enough to get them into store to learn everything properly. And with enough education, it will definitely bring out the new numismatists.
Yeah, nice word. There you
go. Took me a long time to say that one.
I'm not going to try it, but thank you for saying it.
And we get a lot of budding collectors that start off.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it usually picks up in the summer. We do have a coin show coming up at the end of July. I will be posting that on our Facebook page because I don't know exactly where it is located. It's West Pensacola somewhere. And if Dad knows, he can text me.
There you go, Dad. Dad's always welcome to help us out.
That's it. They can text me and I will tell, but that'll be fun. It's back over in Pensacola. It's been in Milton for the past few years, but we finally moved it back over to the Pensacola side. So that'll be great.
Oh yeah.
And, it's going to be West Side Pensacola and that's going to be fun. It's right at the end of July.
And what do you do there?
So at a coin show, there'll be a handful. Usually it's like probably about 12 coin dealers come in and set up. And any coin collector, you know, budding coin collector or anything, they just come in and they get to walk around and see all the different coin dealers, you know, set up and look and shop and have fun.
That sounds great. Absolutely. Sounds like a fun event to go
to. It is a fun event.
Whole family would enjoy that.
Yes, it's a very fun, family-friendly event just to get out and spend time.
Right. So what else do you sell besides coins? What are the things in your shop?
So we do have a few metal detectors left.
Uh-huh.
We are kind of like
phasing
those out because, you know, Dad's the only one who really knows about them and Dad's working on like not being there.
Okay. Living his best life. He wanted to retire.
Yes, he's working on living his best life.
That's right. So I didn't know we gave him that permission, but okay.
Yeah, we totally did.
Bye, Dad. Have fun.
That's it.
Maybe he can come visit us, though, during his retirement.
That's it. So we're phasing those out. We have coins. We have a couple of meteorites left.
Oh, fun. Yeah, right? That's right. I forgot you had those. Gosh. We talked about those in the past, but
Candy knows all about those.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And what else do we have in there? I feel like there's more and I'm just missing it at this moment.
That just gives everyone a reason to go check you out, right? And see all that you have.
We had ammonites and I think we're out of ammonites right now. And my dad has this collection of a lot of stuff he's found while metal detecting.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that's always fun for people to look at. Just look at. They can't buy it, but they can totally look at it.
What are some things that he's found?
He's found, so not only when they go metal detecting do they find like coins and like old buttons from, you know, the uniforms and stuff, but like little bullets, like musket balls and stuff like that. He bottle probing too. So he's got a lot of glass bottles he's found.
Okay.
And other neat little trinkets.
Yeah. So head on over there. It's 1811 Creighton Road. So 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. The phone number is 473-1515. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. You can head on over to emeraldcoastcoins.com for more information or their Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins on Facebook. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But if you want to, they stop accepting jewelry 1 hour prior to closing. They're closed on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a great way to go take your kids if you want to explore the coins this summer. If they you need something to do,
definitely.
Maybe it's a rainy day and the kids don't want to be outside. It's going to get super hot.
Yes.
Head on over there to Emerald Coast Coins. They would love to see you. You can text or call 437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. It's a beautiful day here in Pensacola. It's 10:22. And we are talking about coins, the market, their business, and Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas and maybe some Pauly Shore.
Oh my gosh, Pauly Shore. Hello, and Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence?
She's going to be at PensCon too.
Oh, I think we need these people on our show.
We totally
what
do.
What if you were here and we had them both here? Would you?
Die.
I think so. I'd be like, Stephanie, are you there?
No.
she said, I'm speechless. I can't totally talk.
No, I could totally carry on conversation.
Of course you can. We love having you
more
on.
So with Pauly Shore. Vicki Lawrence, I don't know.
Really?
She's like an icon.
Oh, that's going to be fun. What is that? Is that in October? No.
No, that's February next
February.
Year.
February.
Yeah.
Vicki Lawrence.
She's from,
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. We do love her.
We do love her.
Awesome. Now I see her face. I know who you're talking about. Sometimes I'm horrible with names, so
it's okay.
That's why it takes me a minute, but it's okay. How is Duncan doing?
Duncan's wonderful.
Oh, he's such a good dog. He was in the studio not too long ago.
Yes.
And just forgot that he was here, so.
Yes, he's wonderful.
That's great. And so how is Dad? He's doing good?
Dad's doing good. Like I said, the whole family's doing great. We've all just been busy. We are like all recovering from being down at Disney.
You really do have to recover.
Yeah.
It's a recovery from that place.
No tired like Disney tired.
I know, right? Oh, goodness. I've just had flashbacks.
Yeah, right?
When you're walking out to that boat at the end of the day and you can hardly function.
Yeah. So we stayed where we took the Skyliner, so we got to ride the Skyliner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes, that is awesome. And you went to Magic Kingdom?
Did we do all the parks? Yeah, we did. We hit all the parks.
Okay. No, great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Hollywood Studios because it has Star Wars.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
What's that roller coaster everyone rides?
Rockin' Roller Coaster? It was broken, but yeah.
What? Really?
We were in line
That'd
and it went
so
down.
Sad.
Yeah, we were kind of disappointed.
That's when you ride over and over again. Do you ride Tower of Terror?
Definitely.
Oh.
It was also broken.
What is going on?
We were not happy.
They need to get it together. You came all this way.
We were kind of disappointed.
It's a lot of money to spend for those two rides to be broken.
Yeah. We got to ride the Star Wars ride, so I was okay.
How was that?
Amazing. I mean,
that's
I ride them all the time.
Fairly new, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's pretty new.
Yeah. So. Is it a roller coaster?
Not really. It's interactive. It's super neat and interactive and amazing. It's
sounds great.
Super
they
cool.
have a whole like area for Star Wars now, right?
They do.
Because I haven't been
it's
down
called
there.
Batuu.
Batuu?
B. Batuu.
Batuu? Mm-hmm. What's that named after? Do you know?
It's its own. It's its own little city.
It's just its own little city. Mm-hmm. Oh, neat! And they have multiple rides in there.
A couple.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm the boring one. Like Disney, I like Epcot.
I love Epcot too. They have Guardians of the Galaxy there, but you had to be in Epcot that morning to ride on Guardians of the Galaxy, and we didn't choose Epcot. So
yeah,
that's all right.
That's okay. I like the boring one where you just go to all the different cities and countries and visit, you know, because I'm getting old. You know, Magic Kingdom's great for the littles, but
it is.
It's exhausting for the adults.
So we did, and then we did go to Magic Kingdom so we could do Hall of Presidents, and we were going to do another ride, but it was broken. Mm-hmm. And then we did the Carousel of Progress, which are Dad's like nostalgic favorites. So
okay.
We did those two.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you went and had a great time.
Yeah.
If you need more information about Emerald Coast Coins, you can call, text 437-1620 or go to their website, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Give them a call, 473-1515. I know in the past, Stephanie, we've talked about safety because that's super important when you're selling and buying stuff online.
Correct.
They are welcome you to come up there and meet the person you're selling at the store.
Definitely.
So you know what you're buying is real. I think that's super important to, you know, talk about every time you're on, because for safety reasons and just to make sure you're not getting scammed by anyone.
Exactly. Always make sure, we always offer up our store as a protection to make sure, like, what you're, you know, the person who's getting the product, usually jewelry, is real and authentic, and that the transaction is covered, you know, by cameras, and, you know, there's people in the store too. So
right.
Like that way you have that little cocoon of protection. Mm-hmm. So it makes everybody feel comfortable. We've had that, you know, we had a customer do that not too long ago, and they were all thankful that we had the store open for them.
Right. And you test the jewelry though.
And we do. We showed them that, you know, that the diamonds were real and that the gold was real. They asked if we thought the price was fair, and I said, I do think the price is fair for what she's asking.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a jeweler.
Right.
I can only tell you what I think as a human.
Yeah.
Like as just a person, I would say, yes, that's a fair price.
Yeah. But you know what gold is worth and silver is worth, so.
So
definitely. So that's I always feel like we should always talk about that a little bit, is just because in this day and age, it's always important to be safe and also not to get scammed. You know, like they say this, you know, diamond ring is $5,000 and then you get it and it's absolutely nothing. It's not even real. That's sad. That's a lot of money. So
exactly. And all, you know, on whether it be Facebook, Craigslist, I don't even know what other forms they use nowadays.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? Like the first thing these people want to do is say, well, give me your email address and I will send you like a Venmo or something.
Oh, don't do it.
That's the first thing that lets you know that it's a scam. You know, don't do that. You want to meet somebody, a person, and do a cash transaction.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
I have been scammed. So not personally scammed, but I mean
tried to scam us.
Over
exactly.
a couch.
Right.
And you finally get one person out of the 15 that's not a scammer.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is sad.
I said, goodness gracious, I'm not going to give you my information.
No.
You know, delete.
Exactly.
Literally, I get blown up and I'm checking my phone and I'm sad because none of them are real.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we'll post something like say, hey, like we have these metal detectors or whatever in the store. And they're like, oh, well, I live here. I'm like, that's great. They're still here. You have to come to the store to get them. Like, you're welcome.
Exactly. So like she said, if you have that situation, you want to make sure that you're getting, you know, a good product, that it's real, and you want to be safe, you can head on over to their store, 1811 Creighton Road, meet the person there in Pensacola. It's 473-1515. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Saturdays and Sundays. And if they stop accepting jewelry about 1 hour prior to closing, and that's for paperwork issues, just making sure they get done on time.
That's right,
and close
making
on
sure
time.
That you're a good citizen and I'm following the rules. I don't go to jail for anybody.
We do not
Thomas.
Want you in jail. No.
No.
No. I mean, I might come bail you out, though, because I would miss you on the show.
Yes.
We definitely don't want you there. So that we buy, sell, and they buy, sell, and trade gold and silver coins, sterling silver diamonds, antique and estate jewelry, gold watches, old currency, weddings, and engagement rings. So they are your experts when it comes to coins, jewelry. So head on over there, like I said, 1811 Creighton Road, or visit their website, EmeraldCoastCoins.com, or catch them on Facebook.
That's it.
It's always a good way to stay updated. Coming up, we have Santa Rosa Animal Services. So that's exciting.
Fun.
Also, don't forget, this Friday, June the 2nd, Grand Fiesta Parade.
Ooh.
Presented by Sun Farm Energy downtown. There's going to be beads. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. So stay tuned.